Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that prepare yourself and prepare for this season. And yet in this month of October, the enemy wants to try to make this a confusing month. But God says begin to stay in his presence. This is a time for you to begin to rethink some issues, redo some work, and just begin to review your priorities. But know that help is on the way. Expect the unexpected as well. And yet you'll find that there's going to be an easing surrounding your home life as well, because help is coming your way. Although things may become emotionally intense, the Lord says, know that you ought to stay focused and let the creative aspect of yourself begin to come forth and learn how to work around some things. I can tell you that your nurturing nature is going to attract all kinds of people, including some who are emotionally needy. And yet God says, begin to set some firm foundations, some firm boundaries to prevent these kinds of individuals from taking advantage of you, but also gaining or draining your energy as well. You'll also begin to see and know that as you're moving about in this month, and I'm sensing by the Spirit of the Lord, don't let disagreeable things or individuals stop the yea saith the Lord of hosts. You'll also begin to see that from the 23rd of this month to around about the 31st, I'm hearing secrecy coming out, and you're going to gain some insights as well as some real spiritual development. And yet it seems like something is going to move from the shadows into the light. As you're preparing your heart to move forward into the month of November of this year, around the 3rd of November, victory goes to the person who plans ahead. So begin to strategize and plan correctly, saith the Lord of hosts. You might be caught off guard by some kind of a family news or maybe some kind of a workplace announcement out of the left field. Seems like around the 4th and the 5th, but God says, don't let others see that you are rattled. Stay centered and stay paused, for the Lord says, I'm working some things out. I can tell you that from the 14th of November to around about the 21st, you're going to be able to get a lot more achieved with an open mind than just by shutting out the new and the different. Can I tell you that around the 22nd of November, aim high and just begin to set yourself on a real firm foundation. And you're going to find that from the 22nd to around about the 30th of the month of November, the Lord says, don't let petty concerns weigh you down. And that's going to be very important and key for you.
God bless you, prophetess. I just hear God saying, this is a time for you to stand out, move forward, and to be heard. God says, come out, come out, come out. It's like you're in the background or in the back on the back burner, but God says you're beginning to be, God is placing you in the forefront. God says it's time for you to begin to minister and prophesy and speak the word of the Lord and to move forward with the voice of power and strength that God has given you. And God says, this is the time and the season to go forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, prophetess. I did hear the word of the Lord saying, organizational skills, organizational skills. God says that you'll be able to teach many much. And I concur with the prophet. God says to come out, to come out. God said it's due season. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Ruth Mary. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, new creativity and new self-expression, let it flow through your writing and your teaching. For Father God says, set up the orientation. Father God says, set up the orientations, because Father God says you will have support. I hear Father God saying he's undergirding you in this season. And Father God says, each one reach one, each one teach one. Father God says, you're creating the possibilities and walking in the possibilities of the transformation for yourself, your family, and the ministry. And I agree with the prophetess. I heard Father God saying new vision for the new open doors in this season. And Father God says, write the book. For Father God says, people are crying out for the truth, new insight, new purpose, and new destiny. Father God says you're moving into a new season of wholeness, and that is the word of the Lord.
Now, as I go a little further, the Spirit says the concerns at home is going to need your attention, and it seems like it could be a little bit difficult to balance career demands and family responsibilities, but know that peace is coming. You're going to be able to handle all that Father God is bringing your way. I'm also hearing the Lord say, if you're dealing with something in regards to transactions or something seems to be a little bit complicated or perhaps contractual terms, God says, begin to go ahead and discuss some things with those who are in authority. I can begin to also to let you know that this is a time where the Lord says, I'm going to feed thee and I'm going to cause you to prosper. For the Lord says, the skies are becoming blue. The shift is happening. The storm is moving to the wayside. And you're going to surely, surely, surely prosper. Know that Father further says unto thee that prepare, because he's positioning you for some new experiences, and you're going to prosper. God says, be flexible. For I heard the Lord say that your past success can be the secret to unlocking future potential. Saith the Spirit of the Most High. Peace and many blessings.